The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello. And good afternoon on this Friday, November 27th. And welcome to the Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I am pleased to be speaking with you this afternoon on this day after Thanksgiving, which is also observed as National Native American Heritage Day. We know that Native American Heritage Day is observed not just on the 27th, but the day after Thanksgiving, but during the entire month of November. November is honored and highlighted as American Indian and Native American and Indigenous Peoples Month. So today, of course, celebrates vibrant cultures, traditions, and heritages, and recognizing the many contributions of our Native peoples. I'd like to share with you just a few folks who are historically and currently important in people who are Indigenous peoples who have made contributions to our culture, our body of knowledge, and just are worthy of recognition, and encourage you to seek out some history and knowledge about Native peoples within our regions. The first one I'd like to recognize is Lila Downs. She is a Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter who immigrated from Oaxaca, Mexico, and has been singing since she was 8 years old. While her Latin style speaks to a global audience, her music also has heavy jazz influences. During this Native American Recognition and Heritage Day, we also recognize that people who are Indigenous peoples to the Americas aren't just limited to those within our current United States borders. Also want to recognize Deb Holland. She is a representative who was elected to Congress in 2019 from New Mexico's 1st District and has served on the Armed Services Committee and Natural Resources Committee. Both her parents served in the U.S. military, and her father was in the Marines and her mother in the Navy. I also want to recognize Master Sergeant Woodrow W. Keeble. In 2008, Keeble became the first full-blooded Sioux Indian to receive the Medal of Honor. During a battle in the Korean War, his actions saved the lives of fellow soldiers. He was born in 1917 in Wabe, South Dakota, but spent most of his life growing up near Wahpeton, North Dakota. As the war heated up in Europe, Keeble joined the North Dakota National Guard in 1942. His service included World War II, the Korean and Vietnam Wars, and he earned the Distinguished Service Cross, the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, 2 Purple Hearts, and the Combat Infantryman Badge in addition to the Medal of Honor. On today, this Native American Heritage Day, you can read a story about or by a Native American. You can visit many Native American museums and heritage centers and historical sites online. In our region, there are so many different tribes and bands of people that have made lots of their history and culture available online and through social media. If you're intrepid, you can try a Native American recipe. Besides the turkey, which was first domesticated by the Mayan peoples, pre-colonial Europeans coming to this continent, there is also awesome Native American recipes like pemmican and anything with red chilies or squash. Consider watching a movie or documentary about Native Americans or by Native Americans. You can also attend many seminars, performances, and events honoring Native culture across our country and locally here. I want to thank National Day Calendar for the information that we were just privileged to be able to be bringing to you today. But remember that the Daily Briefing is also about bringing everyone in our community access to the resources and updates related to our pandemic and our new way of life of staying together, but separately, as we work our way through this pandemic. Remember that state-level updates and all kinds of information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Now, note, today, the City of Tacoma offices are closed in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. If you speak another language or prefer speaking in another language, there are interpreters available. You can press pound when they answer and then say your language. You can text coronavirus to 211-211 to chat with someone in any language. Dialing 211 on your phone anywhere in Washington will connect you to community resources and referral services through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. One of those resources is the Washington Listens support line. It's available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. The Washington Listens line is designed to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free and confidential service for those who aren't in crisis but need an outlet or some referrals to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go online to knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com to find a vaccination location. Moving on to state-level news for today. Blood bank managers across the state are warning that they are experiencing a critical low supply of blood products, and that if blood donations don't pick up, blood banks may have to ration out the blood supply. The need for blood products has increased up to 20%, while donations have dropped off significantly. Donation eligibility has been updated this year to be more inclusive. For example, men who have not had sexual contact with another man in the past 3 months are eligible to donate blood, as are people who have had tattoos and piercings using sterile equipment. Blood donation is considered an essential activity during this state of emergency. Staff and donors must wear masks and practice social distancing to ensure safety. Blood banks do not allow donations from those who have self-quarantined in the past 14 days, or who have had symptoms of COVID-19 in the past 14 days, or who have tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 14 days. Individuals who have recovered from a confirmed COVID-19 infection are asked to donate their convalescent plasma for COVID-19 patients in critical care. In our region, BloodWorks Northwest manages donations. You can call 1-800-398-7888. Or you can go to bloodworksnw.org to schedule an appointment. Moving on to regional news for today, the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department reported 128 new COVID-19 cases today, but notes that today's case count is an undercount due to staffing and processing slowdowns related to the holiday. More people are seeking testing at Pierce County's mobile sites throughout the county, and the sharp increase in recent testing volume has caused delays in processing and reporting. The department continues to play catch-up and report cases from 2 to 3 days ago in addition to yesterday's cases. In addition, Washington State Department of Health has suspended negative test reporting during this unprecedented surge of testing results, and consequently, the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department won't update the test positivity rate and number of total daily test charts on their dashboard until State Department of Health resolves its backlog. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is currently sitting at 360. For reference, that figure is recommended to be at or below 75 per 100,000 to consider bringing back the youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools. And the pandemic is considered under control if that figure is down to 25 or less. Again, that 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 360, so we are nowhere near that under control level. The health department notes that more people are seeking testing at the mobile sites, so please be patient with all healthcare workers as they work through the lines, but do absolutely seek testing if you are experiencing symptoms or if you have had an exposure to someone who is experiencing symptoms or someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. Some good news for Pierce County homeowners who are past due on their mortgage payments. You can apply for emergency assistance. Go to piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp. Our Tacoma news for today includes that the Point Defiant Zoo and Aquarium's annual Zoo Lights display opens tonight. Face coverings are required for everyone 5 and up, and there will be one-way paths so visitors can socially distance. All indoor areas of the zoo and aquarium are closed in accordance with statewide mandates, including both aquariums, carousel, and goat area. Tickets must be purchased online in advance at pdza.org/zoolights, and that's to limit the number of people inside so that attendees only come at their appointed time. The Tacoma Nature Center, which is part of Metro Parks Tacoma, is offering outdoor family field trips led by an educator by appointment Monday through Friday for families up to 4 people. Masks are required for the duration of the program, temperatures are taken upon arrival, hand sanitizer is readily available, and every participant's info will be taken for potential contact tracing. Visitors can book their family nature experience visit online at metroparkstacoma.org and by following links to the Tacoma Nature Center. Additionally, the center's Discovery Pond is a natural play area open to the public daily, 9:30 a.m. until half an hour after sunset, and that's for free. If you're looking for things to do while many different facilities and venues are closed, the trail systems are also open at the Tacoma Nature Center. Those are open 8 a.m. until 30 minutes after sunset. There are challenges and guided investigations via the Agents of Discovery free mobile app. And a guided map for self-guided tours are also available via download at the Tacoma Nature website, which you can find by going to metroparkstacoma.org and clicking links to the Tacoma Nature Center. If you're interested in hearing more about the Agents of Discovery, you can go to daily.ktqa.org and searching Agents of Discovery, because back in the summertime when Agents of Discovery first came out and included places within our region, within the Puget Sound and Salish Sea region, we did an interview with one of the educators of Agents of Discovery, so go check it out and listen to that if you'd like. Again, our website is daily.ktqa.org, and you can search for Agents of Discovery. Provide some fun guided tours, sort of like in the vein of Pokemon Go or something like that, where you use a mobile app in order to discover places in nature around your region. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites throughout our region as well. You can always go to coronavirus.wa.gov and click for Find a Testing Site. But specifically, if you're in King County, you can visit kingcounty.gov and follow links to testing. And for Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This weekend and next week's mobile testing events include tomorrow, November 28th, the Health Department mobile testing units will be at Key Peninsula Long Branch Improvement Club, Journey Church on Pearl Street in Tacoma, and at the Tacoma Dome. On Sunday, November 29th, testing will be held at 3 locations. These include the Narrows 6th Avenue Park and Ride, Gig Harbor High School, and Key Peninsula Middle School. On Monday, November 30th, testing will be held at the Church for All Nations located at 111 112th Street East, as well as at the Salishan Community Health Center in East Tacoma. On Tuesday, December 1st, it's already December, Washington State Fairgrounds Blue Lot in Puyallup will have testing available. On Wednesday, December 2nd, there will be testing at PLU, that's Pacific Lutheran University down in Parkland, as well as at the Asia Pacific Cultural Center. On Thursday, December 3rd, the Bay Terrace Apartments, located at 2550 South G Street, that's in the Hilltop, neighborhood and at the University of Puget Sound in North Tacoma. And on Friday, December 4th, the health department mobile testing units will be at the Tacoma Nazarene Church, located at 3640 South M Street, and at Fort Steilacoom Park. For the health department mobile testing events, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free. Tests are open to anyone who comes by. Results are available in 3 to 5 days, and testing runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Of course, if you can't make any of those testing events, you can go to tpchd.org/COVID test and get a list of providers and clinics that are also doing coronavirus testing, and you can call your healthcare provider. Well, going into the weekend, I hope that everyone is able to have a wonderful, safe, socially distant weekend, continuing to stay safe, mask up, wash hands. We'll be back on Monday with the Daily Briefing. You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replay right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on BT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.